This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's one of the greatest hymns, if I don't know, gospel, whatever you want to call it. Elvis was a very big Christian and a big big gospel singer. Some of his most successful albums were the gospel songs. When he was out on the road, when he was entertaining live, he was always called upon. Other than the hits, people wanted to hear him sing songs like that. And so we begin this half hour of the Good Day program, Jay and Doug, with something for you to think about in terms of that. If you're someone who literally walks, do you walk alone? If you're by yourself, like I live by myself with my dog, does that mean I'm walking alone? No. I have lots of support from my family and friends. And frankly, I quite like living alone. And so that's the direction for me. It may not be the right direction for you, but knowing what it is like to walk alone, I think, helps you to appreciate whatever else there is. I always have a cow story to go with things like this, and because I've been around cows all my life, and I have a herd of about 80 cows at the moment, Jersey, we call them replacement heifers, and I have some things that Bovine Sanctuary have saved some cows, and I find that they never walk alone. That's the analogy here. And if they do, then there's something wrong with the cow who's by herself. She's sick. The cows are instinctive, and they know when a cow is sick. And then I've had cows die. I had a couple of cows die over the winter and last year, and the cows will all stand around. The cow that's dead on the ground, the cow, the herd, will walk around them does something. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, but they know instinctively that if there's a sickness, that they stay away from the cow. And so there's a lesson to be learned there about walking alone. Sometimes people go in the wrong direction when they're walking alone. I've done this any number of times. Yeah, actually lost the other day in Hawaii. I pulled out my iPhone and put the name of the store in that I was walking to, because I don't know the town. So I'm walking in one direction, and the place is the other direction. So at least I got some help. So that's a basic example of, you know, in the literal sense, walking in the wrong direction. But needing to have that experience sometimes, because you know what's right because you've done something wrong. And that's building character. There's a knowledge there. It's character, I think, to know what direction is right. And oftentimes it takes courage to go down that street, because a lot of people will follow, you know, there are many more followers than there are leaders. That's pretty exact. When you look around right now, you can certainly see that in any number, whether it's business or whether it's politics. It's a tough time for the leadership. Mm-hmm. So let's focus on somebody who is a leader. The lady's name is Allie Aglin. She is the National Teacher of the Year. And this is a great way for people. This young lady, and her second grade class, they had moved from Egypt to East Tennessee. The parents there, and so it looked like, they could find a new home. And coming home from school one day, in this town of Rogersville, where is that in Tennessee? Do you know where that is, Jay?
I think that's East Tennessee. I want to see East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he told his mother nobody would walk with him, nobody would talk to him. He had no friends. He was crying. And so the mother said, this is a heartbreaking circumstance. So she called the teacher. And the teacher, she said, the mother said, I don't know what she did, But a few days later, he came home from school and said, now I have lots of friends. And so that's the reason that the lady who's teaching this youngster, Miss Tesserman, I don't know what her first name is, I guess Missy Tesserman, right?
Missy Tesserman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. She was the, this is the 2024 National Teacher of the Year, the story that led up to this. And apparently the people who work with her say it's no wonder because this is the way she works magic. Mm-hmm. And don't we all wish that our students, our children, and us when we were going to school found people like this? I kind of was very fortunate. Most of the teachers I had were great, and I would say they were magical. That was a different time, though. And now teachers took teaching in a different way. Anyway, this lady seems to have an affinity for children from other cultures who are, you know, just a small fraction of the children at this school. But she's been there for 30 years teaching first and second grade. And she got an endorsement to teach English as a second language a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so this fellow needed that. And anyway, it's a great story. And there are plenty of them that go with Missy Tesserman, apparently. And that's why she became the Teacher of the Year. Yeah. She loves being a teacher. And so that's the people who teach and they stay there, whether it be public school, private school, whether it be college level, whatever level. My daughter and I actually were talking about this because she's, she says she thinks she's about halfway through her career, which is a scary thought to her father. But, she and her husband could, when they're in their 60s, they could say, all right, I'm going to retire. But Megan says, I don't really think I will. I don't think she's kind of like me. She finds great sustenance in what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'll probably do it until she can't do it. And those are the kinds of teachers that we, I think, like to have. The people who are that love it and stay there because they know they're making a difference.
And genuinely love their students. They love their growth. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's about. Okay. So from that point, we go to this. I take a deep breath. After that story, I'm sort of correlating the. This is a sort of a, not a contradiction, but it's looking at this from another point of view at the people that are coming into our country and are adding. You got to wonder whether all the people coming into our country are adding, but you don't really wonder about it because you know they aren't all of them. Some of them, yeah. Some of them, no. But it's interesting to see what's going on in Texas, where certainly the Republicans have passed laws targeting undocumented immigrants, not only in Texas, but in other border states. And now, apparently, because of that, there's a moderate backlash in some of these states. I wonder whether it could take place in Texas. James Collins is in our main studio down in Dallas. He may have a reflection on this. There's a new law, a legal challenge, if you will, to what has been happening in, so far, the state of Texas. The laws have targeted migrants, and there's a new movement because there's all of these people. This does play into the argument that the Democrats want all these people that come in so they become voters and vote for them, which is, it seemed at first when these stories started, oh, come on, they wouldn't stoop to that, would they? Well, apparently they would. And so there's this, now this resistance to what this some of these groups call anti-immigrant legislation. There was a lot in California in the late 90s. I remember it there getting started. And there has been a lot in Arizona. I think it was 2010 or 2011 when Arizona passed a Show Me Your Papers law, which doesn't go over particularly well if you remember what happened during World War II. That's not, and that's something that I'm going down a different street for a second, but we went through all this with COVID when literally you were asked to show your papers, your documents that showed you got the shots.
Were you ever asked
to
actually show it?
Yes,
remember carrying it around with me.
Yep.
Was never asked once.
You know, I
never
asked.
Had to show it once.
Yep. Yeah, no, I did. And I recoiled when the question was asked just like this, show me your inoculation papers. And I looked at the person, I said, you sure you want to ask me that way? Yeah, I want to see your, no. And I argued with him. because that's my nature, to kind of get in the face of people who have undue or unbridled authority. Anyway, so this the reason that I'm talking about this now is because it's coming, it's becoming, even in Texas, I don't know, James, I went to you because I want to know whether you've seen any of this activity where some of these groups of the one that I'm looking at is the Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Group. They have a center in several cities in Texas, and there's a bill called Senate Bill 4 that is aimed at sort of curbing the flow of illegals into Texas. But these people who are immigrants that are illegal, I'm guessing they're legal, in this advocacy group, say that it is that the bill is unconstitutional, so they've gone to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And I think they're supposed to have a hearing on that today, in fact. What do you know, James? Anything?
This James isn't something that I really stay in the loop of. I mean, like,
you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's locations all over the place for organizations like this. So, I mean,
yeah.
And I believe there will be protests and different events going on all over.
Well, in fairness, you're in Dallas, and it's not as hot as it is like in El Paso County.
Exactly.
And out the west and down in Brownsville.
Exactly.
The cities that are along the border that have this have a real problem. But then the illegals, they just they dissipate and they go in every which way direction.
Right.
But this is a sickness in our country. In my estimation, and Biden has failed miserably, and so have those who think we should just have unbridled access to the country. No, sorry, no sale. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil? We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
But the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show, is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934, I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. Yeah.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 24. No, it isn't either. It's 23. Come on, Doug, get it right. 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Social media, we're examining, there's always a little, there's a little celebrity in a lot of what we talk about here, but this is a combo thing because I like to talk about the technical side of social media from time to time. And this is sort of one of those combo stories, Jay, where actress Kirsten Dunst has become public in the sense that she's talking about keeping her children off of the internet as long as they live in my house. That's not going to be something that we do.
Oh, off of all electronics.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter what it is. So she and her husband have talked to their two sons who are 5 and 2. There are no screens when they're home. They have record players. So, you know, we don't need Siri. And that's what I kind of go along with this. I hear in the various households that I spend time in, mostly my daughters and her husband, and they're talking to Siri all the time. Siri, give me a 5-minute warning. Siri, play this song, or you know, whatever it is. And so she says, I'm not raising a child that can't have conversations at the table. Wow, that's pretty strong, and that's good.
Yeah.
Right? She shared a photo of her son on Instagram as he was hiding underneath a Spider-Man umbrella. The post read, has no clue his mom was MJ. All right, so you want to explain that because that's part of the Spider-Man
thing. That was her character, yeah, in one of the iterations of Spider-Man, the one with Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She was the love interest, sort of, I think, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm, yep. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, this is an important, it's a good lesson. It's good to hear a story like this because it gives us all food for thought. You have a toddler, keep them away. It's the worst possible thing you can do for the connection. Anybody who's not just a psychologist, but anybody who understands how the brain works will tell you that the worst thing you can do is expose a youngster under 3 to any of this kind of stuff. And I know that there are parents who have, and I have not, this is not my business, but I know, Jay, you have a little tablet for Mac. And I don't know how that works, but I come across with this story because it's good general information, not to sound.
Yeah, and actually, pediatricians that we've been to have said keep the screens away from anybody under the age of 2. But he has these educational games that one of them, Speech Blubs, we absolutely love because when he was a little bit behind on talking, he that really helps him get ahead of the curve.
Oh, good. All right. So there, but two is probably is the absolute, and maybe three is better, but two and everybody after that, you got to figure it out for yourself where you have the advice of people who are in the know when it comes to this
sort of
thing.
Yeah, just monitor it. Like,
sound to be aware of. Right, exactly. All right, here's some data from about 73 million people who are either current or former customers to AT&T. So if you are a customer, you'll be upset to know that information on you was recently posted on the dark web because they had this serious data breach. AT&T has determined that the specific fields, data-specific fields, were contained in a data set that was released on the dark web. This is dastardly, isn't it? This stuff here.
Well, and if you have passwords, change your passwords to everything.
Yeah.
Especially if you have shared passwords.
Yeah, AT&T. So anyway, there are 6.5 million people who are current customers. This tells you something that they probably didn't want to have you figure out. They have 65 million former account holders. What does that tell you about service or what people think of AT&T? If there are 10 times as many people who are former users to the ones who are currently using it, that's a bit of a message in and of itself. So anyway, the message is loud and clear. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Generic or name brand? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. On a radio interview, I suggested comparing the ingredients in generic over-the-counter meds with name brand pills. And we got a call from a pharmacist who said that some generics might not work as well as name brand pills because of inactive ingredients you won't see listed on the packages. For seasonal hay fever, I myself came back to Sudafed after the store brand with the same active ingredient wasn't as effective. Dr. Roy Blackburn was listening, and he writes, the meds which are probably most important not to buy generically are cardiac meds and thyroid meds. Otherwise, it is worth a try to use generics. Thanks, Doc. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe. Even if you're on medications, I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics, you can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week. The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th? Clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots, thanks to the weather forecast that is calling for significant cloud cover. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you care.
I always wonder why I want to start with a particular tune or a thought or some clip. This is the theme from the James Bond movie, From Russia with Love, which I expect, Jay, you probably haven't seen.
No, I was about to ask, which actor was Bond in this one?
That was Sean Connery. Was the third. No, it was the second. Dr. No was first. From Russia with Love was second. And Goldfinger was third, if I remember the... yeah, I think that's how that went. The first three were. And of them... They were all great because they were so different, and that's why they had such appeal. And so Sean Connery, who had been on the Irish, he was a Scotsman. But anyway, he was he had cut his teeth on sort of the English, the British, sort of the equivalent of Broadway. That's awkward, but that's where he'd been. He was a Shakespearean actor. And then he became James Bond. It really, and if you look at some of the roles that he played over his career, he was anything but a Shakespearean actor in that stuff. But that's how he got started. Anyway, the reason that I play that for you to bring our focus around to Russia is because the Russian ambassador to the United Nations at a Security Council meeting took everybody by surprise. They departed from their previous behavior concerning North Korea. There has been pretty much universal agreement on how to deal with North Korea. And whenever they have votes like this, everybody votes the same except for China, that normally abstains. They don't vote against it, but they don't vote for it either, for obvious reasons. So, anyway, looking into this, a lot of discussions have been sparked by what, you know, the international diplomats and people who report on this. There are a group of journalists all around the world who just follow this sort of thing. So the resolution at the UN called into question the monitoring of North Korea. Have they been abusing what the United Nations mandated for them? And, of course, they have been. The rockets, and they're bragging about nuclear stuff. And there's the UN. There was a 50-member vote that supported the resolution to sort of get into, I'm translating this a little bit here, get into North Korea's face. And the Russians voted against it. And this has been not what they've done. The last 14 years, they have been very much for curbing North Korea, even though the Chinese want them not to. But maybe what this shows, I don't know, you can speculate on your own if you pay attention to this sort of thing. I do, because I spent a lot of time in the political science world as a youngster growing up. I was very active in politics in my school and in my community, and I still am. I think it's important for us all to be politically active, but it also gave me an acumen to look at stuff. I've always been curious about international relations and things that, you know, in the small world that we live in now, it isn't really, this is a very small planet. There are too many people on it. There are all kinds of factions back and forth. And the United Nations got nervous enough about all the stuff that that little fat crapper is doing over there. So they decided, okay, we better focus on this and get a motion passed to go after North Korea. And the Russian ambassador criticized everybody for attempting to strangle North Korea. And so, you know, they wanted the basic bottom line here. Is that they wanted to put more sanctions onto the North Koreans. Anyway, so the usual condemnation back and forth, blah, blah, blah. The American National Security Advisor says it was a big blunder by Russia, and blah, blah. By the way, speaking of blunders, the Russians, because their army and their navy is so bad, they were having naval exercises in the Baltic, and they sunk one of their own ships. They aimed. You know, they had dummy ships. You know, when they do this, they put old ships out, and then they sink them. They go down. You know, that's how a lot of navies do. They have old ships, and instead of sending them to the scrapyard, they use them for target practice. And in this case, the Russians sank not an old ship, but a new ship. And so that kind of.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And as a result, one of the things that I love, this, you know, politics and things, maybe what makes me interesting, if I am, and frankly it sounds egotistical, but I think I'm an interesting conversationalist. That's why I do this, and that's kind of why I'm still on the air after all these years. I found a little story about Putin's daughter. Nobody ever hears anything about Putin's family, right? His daughter. He's been close to his daughter. Very close to his daughter all of her life. And apparently some journalist found her someplace and asked her what she thought about the war in Ukraine and all the things that are going on that have isolated her father. And she basically said he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's out of his mind. I mean, that's giving you
How many children does he have?
I don't know, honestly. I know he has the daughter. You see his daughter, or you have heard about his daughter here and there, but I don't know anything more about what's there. So, anyway, I thought it was very interesting to kind of see that and wonder, okay, what's the dinner conversation like there? All right, now, as long as we're talking about problems, let's go over to the Middle East, shall we, for a while, and talk about what's going on with the whole business of Gaza and the hospital and the food and what's going on. There are some interesting navigational signals that were scrambled over Tel Aviv yesterday and early today. There were rumors that the Iranians were going to attack. It wasn't Hamas, but the Iranians were going to attack Israel. That's not a good... If that happens, that's really going to be bad. And so I looked around. The Iranians have said they were going to punish Israel for the strike on that embassy in Syria. Remember, that was, I think, last week. So they've come up with a plan. And because of the network that Iran has all over the Middle East, there are three or four. The United States, going back to when George Bush called the Chinese and the Russians and Iran the axis of evil, this is the axis of resistance. Now, according to some U.S. diplomats, the idea is to reduce U.S. influence in the Middle East and to eliminate Israel. That's the goal of this, what Tehran, these Ayatollahs and these other crackpots, that's what they want to do. And the axis of evil was, I got the wrong countries, Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. That was before we went to war with Iraq. All right, remember? That was 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. Iran has been a problem all along. Iraq was a problem, and they aren't really... There's Iranian influence there, but it's not like it was. And who knows what's going on in North Korea. But I'm trying to tie all of this stuff together, including Hamas and Hezbollah and those Houthis that are out there that are all being funded, all of them, by Iranian money. To try to create mayhem, their signal, their slogan, when they're yelling in languages that you can't understand, but the translators say what they're saying is death to America, death to Israel, a curse be upon the Jews. That's what they yell and scream when they run out and do whatever it is that they do. So it shows you the amount of hatred that's there, the political realities of what these people gain by doing this, and the continuing, the murkiness of the thinking. And I want to, this is a morning program for the most part, and I don't want to get too deeply into this, but philosophically, this is a horror show. Hamas is certainly the deadliest of the three groups, but the Houthis are doing a great job of disrupting the sea lanes in the Red Sea and other areas of the Middle East. They keep firing missiles into Israel. But the thing that comes as a result of what Israel is thinking today, Iran has been out of the fighting, but now they seem to be thinking that they want to get into the fight. And, the Iranians said, oh, October 7th was great. The Hamas did a wonderful job, kill more Jews, that stuff. The difference here is that they've used up all... This is how stupid they are. I laugh about it because it shows how simplistic their thinking is. The $6 billion that we were holding, and then Biden released it, and they used that money to do what they've done. But they're running out of money. And their economy is very weak because they're being shunned by the rest of the world, so nobody's doing trade with them that amounts to anything. And so there's a big movement in Iran that's a pro-democracy group that's trying to destabilize what's going on. So not only are these idiots trying to kill every Jew that they can kill, but they're not able to run their own country, and the people are, you know, they're not happy, as well they should not be. And there are a lot of people that are coming in from other parts of the Middle East, from Morocco, for example, other countries. Saudi Arabians are going into Iran and kind of stirring the pot. So what happens if there's a bloody war here? I guess I just, oh my, that's as far as I want to go with the story.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk about unrest in the Middle East. People wish for peace in the Middle East. How long has it been? Because I definitely know my whole life that's what I've been hearing.
1948 is when the United Nations took the advice of the United States and carved out that part of Palestine that is now Israel. And because they wanted a homeland, and the Europeans all supported this, including the Germans. Everybody supported it because they realized what Hitler had done to the Jews, and they wanted a safe haven. So I think I started to tell the story yesterday a little bit. People wonder, why do the Israelis look white? Because they're European. They're not Semites. The original Jews that were in this area, and the original Jewish families and settlers that are still there, relatives, they're Semitic. They're dark-skinned, big-nosed people like the Jews that originally were in the area. And so you have the Muslims, the Jews, and even the Christians. They all look the same. You can't tell by looking at the people that are selling merchandise in Old City of Jerusalem whether they're Christians, whether they're Jews, or whether they're Arabs. They all look the same. So what the Arabs are telling you, or the Iranians, they want to kill all the white Jews. That's kind of what they're trying to do. Amazing. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-O-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Here on Good Day Health at 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in Dr. Ken from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where Ken has been practicing for 30-some-odd years. This is his clinic. He's devoted himself and the clinic to the care and treatment of your heart problems. He also, in his own way, has become an expert pretty much in all of the things that function. I trust Ken when he and I'm going to be visiting with him. I trust him to look at all the charts and all the results of tests and tell me accurately what the heck's going on in my body. And you might want to do the same thing. I certainly would recommend it. I think it's foolish not to know what's going on in your body. So if you call 352-735-1400, you'll find yourself treated by a lovely member of Ken's staff. Hook up with him either in the clinic itself or on the Zoom call that is available. Telemedicine has become a great thing since COVID. So just try it out. See how it works for you. 352-735-1400. All right. First question has to do with walking. And I think this is appropriate as you are a cardiologist and you look at these things. The Framingham Heart Study has certainly written and studied what walking, just regular walking, does. And because this is National Walking Week, every year it takes place. It's pretty much as it sounds, Ken, the time to celebrate the easiest way to be the healthiest version of you. So the question comes on, how long do we have to walk? Do we walk minutes? Do we walk hours? How many steps? You've been just talking about that new sort of Fitbit that you have there. I've read things that it helps everything from type 2 diabetes to cancer to heart disease. So is that true?
Well, most of us, if we're not in a walking program in a day, will walk, just to give people a perspective, we'll walk about 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day. But to get the best effects. You want to shoot for 10,000 if you can. And if you can, try get at least 7,000. But the sweet spot's 10,000 per day.
Mm-hmm. My average, if I look back at it, at least when I wear the that Fitbit watch, about 14,000 a
wow.
day. That seems to be average for me. But I'm very active
that may
and I'm moving
be more
around
than
a lot.
You need.
Well, I probably won't stop. but yeah, I mean, the focus here is on your walking, right? And make sure that you walk and get the blood flowing, as you don't have to become a bodybuilder, although building up your body, I've been seeing a lot of things lately about older men and women, that is men and women in their 60s who have taken up weight lifting, weight training, building up their muscles because it, you know, it does a huge amount
to
protect you and your skeleton.
A lot of reps of lightweight is so great at all ages, and you know, unless you want to get on the cover of Bodybuilder, which most of us don't at that age, but we just want to tone, feel good, lose weight, and just keep our energy up. It's just a wonderful way to do light strength training.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these new breakthrough drugs, treatments and stuff that come. We find them every weekend. I wonder if we really need all of them. Do you ever assess the number? I mean, every week we're talking about somebody coming up with some new breakthrough. So how do we know which ones are good and which ones aren't?
Well, you need to look at safety and effectiveness, and you need to go and read the studies. I guess listen to us. I try to look at these studies very carefully, train medical scientists. I read the medical literature, and you got to get into the details and look at safety and effectiveness. That's what it's all about, and I'm dedicated to doing that on this show, Doug.
So many of the things that come across in the news media as breakthrough may or may not be. Some of the things that are coming out are very expensive, and you wonder, I mean, who's going to... I saw this new postpartum depression drug that's out, and each unit of it costs $16,000. Who's going to be able to do that? It's a 14-day course of getting people out of being depressed, right?
Hopefully
who's going to be able to
afford
that?
The generic will be here soon.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You wait for the generics, but sometimes
or
people
the,
are so frustrated.
Or the competitors will come out with another one.
Yeah, well, doesn't it have to go into a particular zone after 10 years when anybody can mimic whatever was done by one?
Well, the prices come down when a competitive company makes a similar drug or when and greatly when it goes generic.
Right. All right. You've been listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.